15, Section 3, Symbols of Alabama. As you read, look for kinds of spoken things that are symbols, kinds of visual things that are symbols, kinds of living things that are symbols, terms, motto, maritime. Do you have a nickname? Maybe your nickname tells something special about you. States have nicknames too. The nicknames often tell people something about the state. Alabama has several nicknames: the Yellowhammer State, the Heart of Dixie, the Cotton State, and Alabama the Beautiful. What do these names tell you? When the nickname makes you think of Alabama, it is a symbol of the state. Spoken symbols. The state's nicknames are spoken symbols. Another spoken symbol is the state motto. A motto says what we believe or stand for. The Alabama motto is Audemus Jura Nostra Defendere, which is Latin for "We dare defend our rights." Each morning at school, do you pledge to the flag and then sing a song? Maybe you sing Alabama, the official state song. It is another spoken symbol of Alabama. The words are a poem written by Julia Tutwiler from Livingston. She became homesick for Alabama when she was studying in Germany. She wrote the poem to remind the people of Alabama what a great state we have. Each verse has a different main idea. The last verse is about love. Quote, "Little, little can I give thee, Alabama, mother mine. But that little, hand, brain, spirit, all I have and am are thine. Take, O take the gift and giver, take and serve thyself with me. Alabama, Alabama, I will be true to thee." End quote. You can see all the lyrics of the song in this book's appendix. Mrs. Edna Gockel Gusson of Birmingham wrote the music. Alabama also has two unofficial state songs, Sweet Home Alabama and Stars Fell on Alabama. Visual symbols. A symbol that you can see, visual, is the state flag. It flies over the dome of the Capitol in Montgomery. It was adopted in 1895. How many years ago was that? The design is the red cross of St. Andrew on a white field. It can be seen from a long distance and is easily recognized. The state flag flies below the U.S. flag, a national symbol. The Alabama coat of arms has a shield showing the five governments that have ruled Alabama: Spain, France, Great Britain, the United States of America, and the Confederate States of America. Two eagles, which symbolize courage, support the shield. On the crest, top, is a French ship, because the first colony in Alabama was French. The ship also stands for ocean travel, because Alabama is a maritime state, one next to the sea. The state motto is part of the Alabama coat of arms. The official state seal of Alabama was created in 1817. The seal has the shape of Alabama and its rivers to show the importance of our state's waterways. Living things as symbols. Just as words and flags can symbolize a state, living things can remind us of our home. The Alabama legislature has chosen several of our state's creatures and plants as symbols. Below are just a few of the living symbols of our state. The state bird. The state bird is a woodpecker called the yellowhammer or yellow-shafted flicker. The yellowhammer was chosen because of something that happened in the Civil War. The uniforms of the Huntsville troops had bright yellow trim. Some soldiers made fun of the Huntsville soldiers because of the yellow trim and called them yellowhammers. The Huntsville men were proud of their uniforms and proud of their nickname. The state tree. What kind of tree do you see most in Alabama? You are right if you said the pine tree. The Alabama state tree is the southern longleaf pine. Pine trees are just about everywhere in Alabama. They are evergreen trees with leaves that are like long, thin needles. The state flower. Another symbol of the state is the state flower. It is the beautiful common camellia, an evergreen flowering shrub, bush, from Japan. The color of the state camellia is not stated. Because Alabama's official colors are red and white, most people choose red. What do you think? The state fossil. To remind citizens of the state's long history, Alabama has a state fossil. It is the fossil of an ancient whale. Since Bacillosaurus satoides was a whale, we know it was a mammal. That is true, although Bacillosaurus means king of the lizards. A fossil is not a currently living symbol, of course. It lived on this part of Earth about 50 million years ago and was 50 to 70 feet long. You can see part of Bacill on display at the Alabama Museum of Natural History in Tuscaloosa. The state fish. People love to fish in Alabama. The state saltwater fish is the fighting tarpon. The state freshwater fish is the largemouth bass. They represent or symbolize the many fish found in Alabama for recreation, food, and tourism. Other state symbols. There are other creatures and events that just seem to say Alabama. Below are more official symbols of our state. Amphibian, Red Hills salamander. Folk dance, square dance. Fruit, blackberry. Game bird, wild turkey. Gemstone, star blue quartz. Horse, racking horse. Horse show, AOHA Alabama State Championship horse show. Insect, monarch butterfly. Mammal, black bear. Mascot and butterfly, eastern tiger swallowtail. Mineral, red iron ore. Hematite. Nut, pecan. Outdoor drama, the miracle worker, at the Helen Keller Festival in Tuscumbia. Renaissance Fair, Florence Renaissance Fair in Florence. Reptile, Alabama red-bellied turtle. Rock, marble. Shell, Johnstone's Junonia. Soil, Bama Soil Series. Tree fruit, peach. Wildflower, oak leaf hydrangea. Think it through. 1. Why do you think the state flag flies below the U.S. flag? 2. Do you think the camellia was a good choice for the state flower? If not, what flower would you have chosen? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 15. Government in Alabama works on both the state and local levels. There are three branches of state government: executive, legislative, and judicial. The government that people have the most contact with is the city, municipal, or county government. Each level of government provides services to make people's lives safer and more pleasant. Citizens of the state have rights and receive services. They also have responsibilities to make our state better for everyone.